The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's go time this year. The fans back in the stadium. I can't wait to get out there.
Jackson jump pass. Hollywood Brown, he's in.
46-yard catch and run by Kelce.
Lamar Jackson, he'll keep it on the read option, and he flips in for the go-ahead touchdown.
Edwards-Helaire fumbles the ball.
The Ravens have recovered.
It is fourth down and one.
I'm like, man, I got to get this first down no matter what.
He's got a gap. He's got a first down. And it is party time in Baltimore.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is
what
it
up,
that
no?
we do?
We get a people!
The people got what they wanted last night in the marquee matchup of week two. It was the Chiefs and the Ravens, Mahomes and Lamar going toe-to-toe, trading blows. And Lamar Jackson and the Ravens went for it on fourth and one and got it, and got the victory. What did you think about that huge Ravens win?
Lamar versus Mahomes. Styles upon styles upon styles is what they have. And Edwards-Helaire, hold on to the football, young fella. You can't be fumbling in that situation. But shout to the Ravens defense for making the play. I'm pretty sure Ray Lewis, who brought him out there in the introductions, was proud of that. Since both of these quarterbacks have been in the league, Mahomes has led the NFL in passing as a quarterback. Lamar in rushing as a quarterback. Lamar had lost 8 total games. 3 of them to the Kansas City Chiefs. And going to the game, he said, it was just another game. Did he celebrate like it was just another game? Absolutely not, because it wasn't. And it was a fantastic game. And the thing I want people to start back doing is respecting Lamar Jackson, the former Heisman Trophy winner, the former NFL MVP. I'm starting to hear some of these conversations about quarterbacks where his greatness get dismissed. Wins like that prove how he is trending towards elite. And by the way, it looks different. Like when your coach looks at you and says, should we go for it on fourth down? And they literally run it up the middle. That looks different from that position, Jacoby.
Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins is out. Edwards is out. They got like 19 people on injured reserve.
Yeah. Like, Coach Harbaugh knew he was going to say yes. Coach Harbaugh knew he was going to say yes. Of course he's going to say yes. You think he's going to be like, no, let's go punt? Of course not. And they got that huge first down. Lamar Jackson did a flip into the end zone, Jalen Rose. He did a flip into the end zone. Is it just, it's so normal now for him to have over 100 yards rushing and over 250 throwing. It's just so normal. It's what we expect from him. What an amazing performance from him in the Ravens. And it also showed the Chiefs are not unbeatable. The Chiefs are not unbeatable.
No.
They shut down Cheetah. The Chiefs are beatable. They need to stouten up that defense. That defense needs to be better. The defense needs to be better.
But one thing we better make sure we do, put some respect on the Honey Badger, because he came to play. And you know that game-changing defensive back position is my favorite. And a couple of picks, including a pick 6 to start the game, he came ready to rock.
Also ready to rock were the Dallas Cowboys. It came down to the very end. And in the end, the Cowboys put the ball through the uprights to get the win in Los Angeles against the Chargers. But Jalen, was this more about Ezekiel Elliott or Pollard?
How about this, when you talk about Zeke, right before the end of the second quarter, imagine if that C.D. Lamb pitch to Ezekiel Elliott would have scored a touchdown. That would have been an amazing play. But it was about the Dallas offensive line and keeping holes open for Zeke, but also open for Pollard. And you know what I was watching the game thinking? Based on the contractual demands of Ezekiel Elliott's position and what he has earned with the team, Pollard might be their guy after this year. Let me just say that Pollard might be their guy after this year, because I saw him get over 100 yards rushing, and he was really hitting the holes. And I know the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff really likes him.
There were two touchdowns in this game that were taken back because of flags, which really affected the outcome. However, as you mentioned, it looked a lot more like Pollard's day than Ezekiel Elliott's day, and you have to wonder if that will continue for the Cowboys, because they certainly are paying Ezekiel Elliott more than they're paying Pollard. And these are the two touchdowns that we mentioned that were taken back because of the referee.
And also, when the Dallas Cowboys are involved, conspiracy theorists are going to come out from all over, because an 0-1 Cowboys getting two touchdowns taken off the board by an opponent, that becomes big news. In particular, when I disagree with the call, in particular the motion one, I disagree with the call. And so for the Chargers, it's unfortunate those calls went against them, but Cowboys, y'all got lucky. They got lucky, Jacoby. You and I both know it. And that field goal wasn't a chip shot. That wasn't 36. That wasn't 46. That was 56 yards. Okay, they needed every piece of his toenail in order to get that thing through the uprights. So they squeaked past with a victory.
Well, they got that victory, and as you mentioned, astutely, the offensive line was the key to this one for the Cowboys. Hopefully they can continue that if you are a Cowboys fan. Jalen, the Bucs look good. Tom Brady and the Bucs look good. Again, they're just playing the Falcons, but Brady, Gronk, just lighting up the Falcons. How many touchdowns did he have? One, two, three, four, five touchdowns for Brady.
Tom Brady has been surgical, Jacoby. And when he talks about playing till he's 50, and I know he took a big hit yesterday that cost him the fumble, but I was thinking, he rarely gets hit. And you know what else I was thinking? I want to challenge Gronk in a race. Like they got so many weapons, dog. You got LeGarrette Blount. You got Evans. I told you he was going to feed Evans. I told you he was going to feed Evans this week. You got to keep your guys happy. But Gronk out there, Gronk got like six touchdowns in his last three games. Remember when he was retired?
He was retired.
He was retired, dog. He teams back up with Tom Brady, and he looks like a Mack truck out there running. Like, seriously. And for all intents and purposes, when it gets near him, that catch radius is insane based on his size. And so he and Evans, that was their game to shine. Tom Brady, five touchdown passes. We knew that he was going to get his numbers against the Atlanta Falcons.
It feels like Rob Gronkowski doesn't even want to be a professional football player, but it's just like Brady just asked him. He's doing it as a favor, and he scores two touchdowns every time he puts his cleats on. Every single time he puts his cleats on, he gets two touchdowns. I honestly don't feel like he wants to be a professional football player. He retired. He had a party boat, and now he's out here partying his way to two touchdowns every time he takes the field. Jalen, we adopted the Cardinals last year, and I am so happy that we did. It wasn't a blowout. They barely beat the Vikings, but they did beat the Vikings. And, Mr. Rose, here is what the radio call for the Vikings had at the end of the game. This is a tough one.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it!
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
That was the margin of error. That was the margin of error. Even the radio call for the Vikings thought that they made the field goal at the end, and they did not, and they lost 34-33.
I don't blame the announcer. You know, in those stadiums, he could be seated very far away, and he was really enthusiastic to try to see the home team win. This game was happening simultaneously as the Dallas Cowboy game, and I was thinking that the Cowboy 56-yard field goal was probably going to miss, and this one was actually going to make. And it happened in reverse. But the main thing that stood out to me, and shout out to our guy Thielen, I seen him out there doing his touchdown dance for the Vikes. But what stood out to me, and of course D-Hop gonna get a touchdown, that's just what he does, is that Kyler Murray literally looks like the young upstart kid that's playing against adults and it's flag football and you can't even pull a guy's flag. Like, that's literally what it looks like. You see him turning around in the pocket, Jacoby, back navigating, foot, throwing it up the field, 70-yard plays down the field. Like, he's extraordinary to watch play. And here's what I like about him, too. Look, friend of the show, by the way. Put him in fast forward, absolutely. Because Kyler Murray, you know what I like about him? That's a little mean dude. Like, he's a mean dude. Like, it reminds me of Isaiah Thomas, the OG bad boy a lot. Like, if you really pay attention, the only time you see him smile is like when he complete a Hail Mary. Like, that's it. And other than that, the next play, he act like nothing ever happened. And I appreciate that about his game so much.
When the Cardinals got Kingsbury and when they drafted Kyler Murray, they took a risk. And that risk is paying off because through 2 weeks, the Cardinals have looked really good. Jalen, you know, I hate rooting against Jacoby's. I hate rooting against Jacoby's. But I'm also part of the Bills Mafia. And Bills Mafia for life until they lose.
No.
However, it was the Bills who had the Dolphins. I didn't even have to watch this one. I did not even have to. They were up by so many points. I did not even have to pay attention to this game because Tua went out, Jacoby came in, and the Dolphins had nothing for the Buffalo Bills yesterday.
Jacoby, I got some breaking news for you as I see you're a part of Buffalo Bills Mafia. I'm pretty sure we're probably the only program in the history, I guess, of sports and entertainment that has had each member of the Locks and will have each member of Griselda as West Side Gunn has promised to join us we move to ESPN 2 at 4 o'clock. The Miami Dolphins got waxed. And shout to Josh Allen. You know he's going to get a rushing touchdown. Shout to Stephon Diggs. You know he's going to catch for one. But I want to go back to my Tua point. And there was a point in time where we were talking about tanking for Tua, and I wanted my Lions to draft him. And going into this game, over the past few weeks, I've highlighted to you a couple of things that worried me about the longevity of him as their starting quarterback. Height is something you can get over. We saw Rivers, we saw
Murray,
Russell Wilson and Murray get over it, but he is challenged. And also an elongated throwing motion. It seems like when he gets hit, Jacoby, unlike Kyler Murray, he absorbs it. You don't see Kyler Murray taking those big hits. You know why? Because Tua isn't really fast. You see what I'm saying? So I anticipated something like this, unfortunately. And I hope he gets healthy. The Dolphins got shut out. It was great that Jacoby got a chance to play. But I hope this injury doesn't linger long term. But this is also when you're going to start hearing more about Deshaun Watson. And if those rumors get closer to being true, stay tuned.
Well, stay tuned because the Titans did not look good last week when they played the Cardinals, but they did look good this week when they played the Seahawks. King Henry is back on the throne. We'll talk about it right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Bear Dynasty. Everything you want in a paint, now all in one can.
Coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, you picked the Titans as one of your teams to contend. They did not look good last week. However, Julio Jones looked good this week. Him and Tannehill connected multiple times. And, of course, Derrick Henry ran all over the Seahawks to get a big win for the Titans. What do you think about this?
17-game schedule, my brother. And we've seen some of the best teams in the AFC already have turbulence. KC lost yesterday, Buffalo lost last week. You get the point. The reason why I felt this way was because of their triplets. And I ain't talking about the quarterback either. I'm talking about AJ, Julio, and Henry. And you saw Julio yesterday, right? In the over 100 yard category, out there looking fresh and open with his new number. And then in the second half, once they got down a couple of touchdowns, they handed it off to our guy. They gave the king the crown. And before you know it, three touchdowns later, a couple of stiff arms later, they're back in the game. They're back leading. They have Seattle on their heels, and they take a victory.
When you look at King Henry's performance last week versus the Cardinals versus this week, you see what happens when you give him the ball. Last week, he had 17 carries. This week, he had 35 carries. Look at the yards. 182 yards, three touchdowns, 5 yards every time he touched the ball. It was a crowning moment for King Henry yesterday against the Seahawks.
Jacoby, you know I like when things embody history in sports. Did that say 35 carries?
35 carries.
An actual three down back workhorse in 2021 in the era of low management? So refreshing, King Henry.
Jalen, I've got another number for you that's going to blow your mind. And that is the number of interceptions that Zach Wilson had against Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Four interceptions for the rookie. He did not look good yesterday. Jalen, what'd you think about the four interceptions from Zach Wilson?
I think that Sam Darnold is 2-0 with the Cardinals, and he used to be their quarterback.
He's with the Panthers, but yep.
I mean, yeah, with the Panthers, Carolina, and they're 2-0, and he just threw four picks. Not good if you're the Jets. Not promising. But Belichick always does this against rookie quarterbacks. It's not fair. Like, what's Belichick's record against rookies? Like,
it's
just
rude.
Yeah, it's just rude, right? Yeah. We saw this coming. We saw this coming.
Come on, Bill. We did see this coming. We all figured that New England would win. But however, I did not know it was going to be like this. Four interceptions for Zach Wilson, who we hope gets better over time for New York. Jalen. Raiders won a big game last week, and then they went up against the Steelers defense and won again. They are now 2-0. Are the Raiders for real?
I told you, fam, we got an open invite. We need to take the show to Las Vegas, sit in the owner's suite like Charles Woodson, hang out with Chucky post-game, especially if they win and have a couple of cold ones, because I believe they were watching the show. Because I distinctly said,
you did.
Throw the ball to Henry Ruggs.
Like, and deep. And they did it.
Like,
they
dog. Throw him the ball. And Waller, like, seriously, watching Kelsey and watching Kittle and watching Waller, and I hope Pitts grows into that category. This guy's a game changer at the tight end spot, basically being used as a receiver. And that was the catch of the game, because Pittsburgh did a great job of corralling him and slowing him down. But for Pittsburgh, they still have not gotten back to their total identity. The defense has come and gone, but the run game has escaped them. The run game over the last few seasons, they cannot establish it. And that's why you take Najee in the first round. Now, he had a crazy stiff arm. And I want to give credits to the Raiders defense, because the Raiders defense shut down the run of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he had a great stiff arm. A Hall of Fame type stiff arm. No
the
doubt.
The Najee Harris stiff arm right here is just, and that's Jonathan Abram too. Like, that's a real defender that he used his offhand, his left hand, and put Abram on his back. Jalen. The time has come to discuss the game this evening between that man, Aaron Rodgers, the former MVP, and your Detroit Lions. Can the Lions get a win against a divisional rival? We'll discuss it right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Popeye's new nuggets. They come in peace. 8-piece.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. What a great week two it was in the NFL, but it is not over. Your Detroit Lions host the dramatic Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers take on the Lions in Monday Night Football. Jalen, is there any chance that your Lions can pull off the inconceivable and get the upset?
Detroit versus everybody. You see people copying it in different variations in other cities, in other states, in other countries. It started here. That's number one. Number two, nobody believing in us tonight, right?
No, I don't believe in you tonight.
Nobody believe in us tonight. We probably a double-digit underdog. Y'all don't think we're going
to have points.
Y'all going to do me like that? Is that the Hail Mary?
Listen, you were close enough to need a Hail Mary to win. And that's a win, basically, for the Lions. To be that close to the Packers that they need a miraculous Hail Mary was probably the closest game they played the Packers in the last 10 years, to be honest with you.
Y'all wrong, man. No, Jalen. You see my guy Megatron? Look at Megatron. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait, get that man to $1.6 billion.
Dan Campbell, what happens when the Lions get down? What do they do?
We're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
So many kneecaps are going to be bitten tonight. I'm over under 7.5 kneecaps are going to get eaten tonight. But I took the points, 12.5 of them. Let's go, Lions. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about it at 4 p.m. ESPN2. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, there are some games that happened in the NFL that we did not get to during the television program. That is why we have exclusive content on the podcast. Like, I can't lie, I thought the Rams were going to make easy work of the Colts. I thought they would make light work of the Colts, but it was only a 3-point victory. Mr. Rose, what do you think about the Rams' performance against the Colts?
So on a television show, right, we got to give the people what they want like we do on the pod. But that's also representing our mainstream audience. I think our pod audience that listen to us, it will be a disservice to not tell them and really talk to them the way we actually watch these games. And we do it through a betting lens.
Yes, we do.
So it's time to just own it. Like, I got a $15,000 fantasy league. I ain't paying attention to, you know, nothing except production and the scores and the point spreads. That's what I'm paying attention to. If the Lions ain't paying, I ain't got no rooting interest at all. I'm rooting for the money every single time. That's what I'm doing. And let me tell you what I was rooting for as my brother. And by the way,
talk to me.
Usually, and I'm telling the world on you. I'm telling the world. You know,
what?
You know.
What are you telling the world?
You know, like, there's certain habits and there are certain things that you don't want to be the first person to, like, introduce somebody to. Like, you don't want to be the first person to introduce somebody to weed or to alcohol. Like, you don't want to be the first person, right?
No.
David Jacoby, the first person to have me betting yesterday.
It's legal in Jersey.
Made me bet.
It's legal in Jersey.
Made me bet.
I got in a ferry, went over to Hoboken to my little low-key spot, and I called Jalen Anthony Rose, and I said, you got a $350 line of credit. Let's spend it. And I said, I'll call you back. You look at the schedule, I'll call you back. And you had some very specific ideas about where you wanted to spend that $350. And some of it paid off. For example, D-Hop. Just D-Hop to score a touchdown. That's the easiest money in the NFL.
Yes.
That's the easiest money in the NFL.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. I took 100 on that. I was like, I'm going to take 100 on that.
And also Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown.
Easy money. Got him on my fantasy team. I was even right then. Winning those two bets, I was even. Right there. Everything else was borrowed money. So I'm watching the end of the Rams game, 3-point game. They got the ball at like the 40. I'm like, come on, offensive genius Sean McVay. Don't be taking a knee and diving. No, give me some yards to kick a field goal, dog. I need y'all to cover. First drive of the game, First drive of the game, they was driving on the Rams. I like, if they score a touchdown, I'm gonna lose this bet. Came up with a huge four down stop. And how about my defensive MVP? Forget stats. Jalen Ramsey. Forget stats. Forget stats. What I'm seeing him doing, what I'm seeing him do as a D-back, it makes me so very, he's like a linebacker playing D-back. It's so dope. You know how much I love Rod Woodson and Daryl Green and Deion Sanders and Deron Cherry and Night Train Lane. And I could go on and on. Old guys, safeties, Ed Reed, Trey Polamalu. Like, I just love that position. Sean Taylor, Derwin James. I love that. Do you see Ramsey out there getting tackles in the backfield and picking it off?
Of course.
He got bigger. I think it's the number. Look how he got bigger.
It's the number.
He got bigger, dog. Well, the single digit making him look diesel. He out there looking big, man. He out there looking like an outside linebacker. So let's get back to the bets. They didn't cover.
No.
The next bet, my next bet, before you go, I'll just go through mine real quick and you go through yours real quick so we don't confuse the people. So my first one was for Jalen Hurt to get a TD. Reg, where you at?
Ding. There you go.
My next one was for the Rams to win by 4.5.
Whoops.
Took an L.
Whoops.
The next one was for Cardinals to win by 3.5.
Whoops. That was my fault. I made you do that one, though. I made you do that one.
Well, you made me do the Rams one, too. It reminded me, like, I'm going to bet for myself from now on. I ain't going to let you encourage me. Because I didn't think the Rams was going to win by 3. I was like, you know what?
It's easy to say on Monday, dog. That's easy to say on Monday.
I said it less yesterday when I did. I was like, I shouldn't have took that one. Because I was mad because I meant to take Mike Evans. I forgot all about it. I knew Mike Evans was going to get a touchdown, and he got 2. I've been saying it all week. Anyway, next bet so you can get to yours. From yesterday, was that Sammy Watkins was gonna get a TD versus his old team. That didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Also, that Claypool was gonna get a touchdown. That didn't happen. But I still got one more tonight. Tonight.
I love this one. I love
Jamal
this one.
Jamal Williams, one of the best interviews in the NFL.
I love Jamal Williams so much.
If you're
just a casual football fan and you don't know about Jamal Williams because he's in the Trash Lions, he is the best interview. Him and Anthony Edwards are the best interviews in sports right now.
For the young fellas, I agree. Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I have Jamal Williams, $50. Scoring a touchdown to win 110. So I text you last night, Jacoby. I was already plus 30 last night.
That wasn't last night. You texted me that at like 2:30. That was early afternoon. Like, I didn't even have lunch yet. And you're like, I'm up 30.
I was focused. I'm focused. Let me tell you one other thing that I want to do before you tell the world your picks. And we're gonna encourage y'all to pick with us. You know what I'm gonna do, Jacoby? Maybe I should donate $100 each week.
Well,
for somebody to bet with us.
I did want to talk to you, Jalen, because you owe me $350. I just want you to know that. And I don't feel like I'm ever gonna get that money. Let's be honest.
Yes, you are. You definitely gonna get it.
I'm never gonna get that money.
You definitely gonna get it.
Well,
you can say I owe you $350, or I can say you owe me $30. Well, how are we doing
this? That's the thing. There's a certain level of kinship in which money doesn't really matter anymore. Because I knew I'm never gonna charge you that $350. You know what I mean? Like, it's when you get close to people, it's like your money is my money. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna send you a Venmo request. You don't know how to know Venmo. But I'm gonna see you in person. I'm gonna ask you. Like, no, dog.
Well, no. Unlike Dan Campbell.
You know damn well you're not seeing any of this money. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are. Hey, I ain't Dan Campbell. I ain't trying to bite kneecaps on the way up because I'm going to be up. So we ain't got to worry about it. And I'm staying up.
That kneecap meat is you got to tenderize that. You got to slow roast the kneecap meat. Dan Campbell knows what I'm talking about.
So tell us your bets from yesterday.
I mean, first of all, I made a lot of money just betting on the Bills, dog. Like, it's just like, don't overthink it. Just bet on the Bills. Bet on the Bills. They're -3.5. You bet $100, you get 200 back. It's that easy. Josh Allen, touchdown. Saints -3. I really thought the Saints were going to do better than they did.
Got waxed.
I had the Ravens +3.5. That came in. And you didn't even bet this. The Lions +12.5. Like, y'all can't lose by 2 touchdowns, right? You can't lose by 2 touchdowns.
So I let you twist my arm into the Rams one. I ignored you on this one.
Yeah.
I ignored you, dog.
I was like, you gotta bet the Lions. You're like, you didn't even say anything. You weren't like, no. You didn't say you weren't gonna bet the Lions. You just didn't say anything. It was one of the things. I was like, you gotta bet the Lions. It was just silence. It was like, chilling, wrenching the brakes. It was like, Jalen, you know you got to bet the Lions. They'll get 12.5 points. Okay, let's talk about something else then. That's exactly how it went. I was like, okay, I guess not. I had the Rams. I had Cooper Kupp getting a touchdown. Cooper Kupp getting a touchdown, again, it's like D-Hop. It's like, this ain't fair. Cooper Kupp get a touchdown. I hope the people that make the books don't listen to this podcast, because I'm betting Cooper Kupp and D-Hop to get a touchdown every single week. Every single week I'm betting that. Every single week. I had the Cardinals -3.5, and I had D-Hop, of course, to get a touchdown. That was easy money. Kupp and D-Hop are getting touchdowns every week. They're going to end up with 25 touchdowns apiece.
It's I got one more sleeper that you should add to that list that get a touchdown every week. And I thought about you. Cooper Kupp and Adam Thielen should be up on your wall, because he get touchdowns every week too.
Can we talk about Adam Thielen for a second? Because this dude came on a show and I never asked for anything, but he was talking about his beef jerky. And I was like, yo, send me some jerky. This dude, he didn't send me some beef jerky. He sent all the beef jerky. I got so many dead cows in my house right now. Like, it's wild. This dude sent like a huge box of jerky, man. He wasn't playing around. I felt bad.
That's love.
I was like, oh man, I felt bad for asking, because I usually don't ask for stuff. But I did the Jalen Rose move. Took some for the crib, and then I brought the majority of it to the studio and just put it out in the kitchen. Because anyone
it'll disappear.
You don't have to. Anyone that works anywhere knows that if you put some food in the kitchen, you don't even have to put a sign on it. You don't have to. You don't have to explain yourself. It's gone. It's gone in 2 hours.
All
that jerky was gone. But the jerky is good. The Nashville hot turkey jerky is fire. Shout out to Adam Thielen, who is. I mean, you know, I love him because he's a white guy, right? I love white guys that play non-traditional white positions. Christian McCaffrey, Adam Thielen.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, the white guys are always the slot receivers. That's the thing. They're always the shifty little slot receivers.
Edelman.
You know, like that Cole Beasley, Edelman, like Wayne Corbett style. No, Adam Thielen's like, no, I'm next to the ref. I'm on a sideline. I'm a wide receiver. Wide receiver. I ain't Cole Beasley. I ain't running an 8-yard dig route.
I remember when I was playing middle school football. I think the artist was called Carl Carlton. And I was running routes, and we were playing music, and I kept having them play this song, and it was called Wide Receiver. With the wide receiver. I remember running routes. As soon as I got to practice, they like, you defensive end, dog.
We've seen you run.
You defensive end, dog. I had to practice for like 2 months running routes, thinking I'm gonna be wide receiver. They like, you offensive line, you tackle, and you defensive end. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna be Ed Too Tall Jones. And I used to be out there crushing them.
We got the Eagles 49ers game was interesting. I really felt that the Eagles were gonna give them better competition, but you know.
But as we watched the game through betting lenses, Jalen Hurts scored a touchdown.
Yeah,
so as far as I'm concerned, Philadelphia's very good. Philly's very good.
When I was on the phone with you, when you were like, oh, Jalen Hurts touchdown, let me put 100 on that. I was like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, that's a bad idea. I was like, this dude is just emotional. Like, yeah, I know his name is Jalen. That don't mean he's going to score a touchdown. You put 100 on it, too. You got 280 back. I was like, all right. I mean, it's his prerogative. He can do whatever he wants, but this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. And it came in.
I've said this before the season started, and I'm going to own this. And it's not, I'm only comparing these two people because they played together at Alabama. And Jalen Hurts was their starting quarterback. And when you put in Tua and he won the national championship game, that was a pivotal moment in Hurts' life.
Oh, yeah.
And I always watch what happens with people when turbulence takes place. Because he had to transfer and go reinvent himself at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And make himself into what a lot of people didn't think he was, a pro quarterback. And people view Tua as more traditional, more accurate. His efficiency was crazy when he was in college. So that's why I compare the two. One was a very high draft pick. One got drafted to the Eagles when they had Carson Wentz. And was still trying to figure this offseason when Carson was gone, if he was even going to be a starter. And I'm telling you, Hurts is better than Tua.
I believe it.
He's a starting quarterback that you can win a Super Bowl with. Whoa. Great leadership. I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you. Trust
Damn
your
it.
Brother.
Damn like it. I remember.
Yes,
no,
sir.
I remember. I'm old enough to remember on this program. They said that Jalen Hurts is going to start for the Eagles, and they were playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans last season. And the Saints had a top five defense, and I said to myself, why would you do that to this young man? Why would you put him as the starting quarterback against the Saints defense? And you know who was very wrong about that? Me. I was very wrong about that because he got his first win and his first start against a great defense. That is when I became a believer.
How about this? They were going against the 49ers, who, by the way, been getting torched and giving up a lot of yards, in particular against the Lions, but they had that game under control. But for Jalen Hurts, right, I have him and Jameis on our J&J fantasy team. Jameis lights out last week, 5 touchdowns. Would have been easy to start him against the Carolina Panthers. I started Jalen Hurts over him. And so that reminded me how high I am on him. Because I started him over Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets me know that I have extreme confidence in him. So much confidence, we got to get him on the show. We got to get him on
Jalen
the show.
Hurts? Let's
yeah, we
got to
get him on the show.
Let's get him on the show.
We're going to reach out and get him on the show. We got y'all. We're going to get him on
the
show.
He's a Jalen with a great fade. He got a great fade. He's got a great fade. He does.
He's got
a great fade. Well, we also have the inevitable in Chicago, which is Andy Dalton did the city a favor by getting injured. Listen, I never want to see anybody get injured. I hope he gets better. But, like, he did the city a favor by getting injured. Because Justin Fields came in and he didn't light the world on fire, but he looks like the future of that position in that city that loves their team so much. And I think that he is the best quarterback to ever play quarterback for the Bears. I'm gonna give Jay Cutler his due. Jay Cutler had a season. Jay Cutler had a season for Chicago. But outside of that one Jay Cutler season, I would say Justin Fields is the best thing that happened in that position.
Hey, dog, if you're going to give somebody in the Windy City under center playing, if you're going to give somebody representing the Windy City playing under center, it better be Jim McMahon.
You know I love Jim McMahon.
That's who it better be.
But Cutler's more recent. Cutler had a season. I think people disrespect Jay Cutler. He had a couple seasons.
He reinvented himself, though, on the reality tip.
I like that. He's funny.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler, he's funny.
He reinvented himself on the reality. And just so you know, Jacoby, kind of like what I said about Tua, I want people to remember, like, we've been doing this show 10 years. And people from all walks of life listen to this show. And we have people in Chicago so mad at us because we got the nerve to say Justin Fields is the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears.
He is.
I play basketball and you ain't play. We got the nerve. What do we know about football? Watch. All you got to do is watch it. All you got to do is watch it. Nobody in Bears history has ever thrown for 4,000. Rich, nobody's ever thrown for 4,000.
Well.
No quarterback has ever thrown for over 30 TDs. And even Jay Cutler wasn't an All-Pro. You're a guy.
He wasn't an All-Pro?
Nah. I watched their quarterback situation extremely close because unlike my Lions, they always had something that I was jealous of, an identity. And it usually played out in their defense.
No. The Lions have an identity, losing. That is the identity of the Lions, dog. You have an identity. Identity is something that you do consistently, that you're known for, that's like part of what your franchise is about. And the Lions are losers. That's their identity. So don't act like your team doesn't have an identity.
Well, I mean, they had Singletary and, you know, all of these great Hall of Fame, Dick Butkus.
Urlacher.
And shout out to Urlacher and Deion Sanders for putting their grass back on their head. You know, shout to them.
Drew Brees. Don't forget Drew Brees. Drew Brees just texted. He got mad that you didn't mention him for the people that are fertilizing.
Drew Brees, right. He looked like a chia pet. He just came quick. You know what I'm saying? He came.
Drew Brees. He's just like, oh, it's always been like this. What do you mean?
And you know the craziest thing? Let me tell you the craziest thing, and this is why I laugh. There are human beings that actually think I care so much about myself that I would take time to actually do that. You don't know me very well.
People ask me if your hair is real. People ask me that. Like, I'll be like out in the street and like they won't say, oh, what up? What's Jalen really like? Or what's it like working at ESPN? Or how'd you get your job? Or how can I get on? They ask me if your hair is real. That's what they ask. Like, is Jalen's hair real? I just be like, nah, fake. All fake. Yeah, it's all fake.
It's a wig.
Yeah, he got a wig.
It's a wig.
He's actually bald.
Anybody that thinks I would take minutes, hours of my life to concoct anything unnatural, you don't know me very well. When you get a chance, go to a restaurant with me and watch what happens when the bill comes. I'll tip really well, but I'm gonna need somebody to read it to me if it's kind of dark in there.
It's not that you can't read, it's that you can't see. You know what I mean? So people get it twisted. People be like, oh, Jalen can't read. It's like, no, it's not that he can't read. He just can't see anything. This dude, let me tell you something. This dude wears glasses every day, but he doesn't have prescription glasses. He needs prescription glasses.
That's what we do. What you saying? And for style. You think Allen Iverson needed an arm sleeve? He didn't need that sleeve. What's wrong with his elbow? You know,
it's like a pimp with a cane. It's like, you don't need a cane, dog. You can walk fine. That's what your glasses
are. Kaiser Soze. Like, oh, man, Jalen be putting that in his head. Like, dog, if I don't do nothing about my vision, I definitely ain't going to do nothing about my hair.
Let me tell you something, Jay. And I'm upset that they're recording this. I would do this show for free. I would. Just to talk to you every day and get a
people
mutual. I would do this show for
That's
free.
That's mutual.
I love you, fam. But one thing we always want to do is we want to hear from you. We want to hear from our listeners because our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. And everyone that calls this show is a G. And I want to tell the producer something. One of my friends left a voicemail, and he texted me about it. And if it doesn't end up on the show, we're going to have a conference call, okay? We're going to have a conference call.
You're going to send a strongly worded email with it?
When was the last time that I called a meeting that has anything to do with Jalen and Jacoby? When was
Never.
The last time?
Never.
Never. So if my man doesn't make it to the show, then we're going to have a conference call.
You know what I love about Jalen and Jacoby? We don't have team meetings.
No.
We don't have team meetings.
We just do it every day. It's easy.
We do it every day.
985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show just like this. This better be my homeboy, Luge.
Yo, Jalen Jacoby. This is Barry Foster out of Dallas, Texas. Long-time listener since the Grandland days. Love you guys. Listen to you almost every day during my workouts. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Reg. Reg the Reg. Shout out to everybody behind the staff, everybody, all the guests. Everybody that makes the show possible, shout out to y'all. I got my first question for Jalen. I want to ask you, I don't know if anybody's asked this before, but have you ever thought about maybe locking your hair up or getting cornrows or doing something different than just getting a fade? Because you got good hair, it seems like it'd be a good look on you. And my question for Jacob is, I heard that you've been reading the Song of Ice and Fire series, and I'm a huge fan of the Song of Ice and Fire series as well. I just want to get your thoughts. I want to hear maybe if you got some theories. Are you excited for Wins the Winner? Any Game of Thrones talk. I just want to hear your thoughts on that. Thanks, fellas.
Jalen, great question for you. Great question for you because now the grass is getting long up there. You used to keep it tight. The hair is getting long. So have you ever thought about rows, locks, relaxing it?
So, thank you for the shout. Appreciate the love. 985-80-JALEN. Thank you for the call. This is the longest my hair has been since I was young. I literally saw a picture of myself as a 7-year-old, early 80s afro. That's what we rocked. This is the longest it's been since then. And I had to make an executive decision.
What?
I ain't cutting it.
What?
I ain't cutting it.
Mm-mm. What? Never?
As much as I love waves and stuff like that, once you start getting close to 50, there's certain things you gotta do health-wise. Like you gotta start eating better, you gotta start just making certain sacrifices as an adult. But also, once you start eliminating stuff, it might not grow back. It might not grow back. Wow. And so I have now started to consider what the next phase of my hair is going to look like. I remember when Jay-Z was growing his out. And at first, I was so used to seeing him with a cut that was low. I was like, oh, man, I was kind of bummed out. And then it made me realize that I've had people come up to me that have been bummed out that I'm growing my hair out. Right? But I get it because I remember feeling like that when Jay was growing his hair out, right? And so now it's like all hairstyles are in play. They're in play. So whether it's whatever type of braids, whatever type of style, relax. Like, I might try everything at least once.
All right,
stay
tuned.
Hold on,
Jay. Hold on. Here's what happened, Doc. You got the half moon part, and then it didn't grow back the way you thought it would, and then you got shook. And ever since then, you've just been growing it out. That's really what happened, is with the half moon part, and then you got scared, you didn't talk to me about it, you called Reg, you got some special voodoo spells put on your head, you went to all resources to get your hair back, and then ever since then, you just grew it out. That's what it is. That's what it is. You're gonna have that like Robbie Anderson locks when you get out. And one of my homeboys, Shaka, one of my best friends, he had locks for a while, and I didn't know this because I'm a horny white dude, but there's a locks to locks head nod that happens. Like when you get dreadlocks, you get a head nod from every other person with locks. He told me about that. And I was walking down the street with him. He's like, oh no, I gotta give this dude a head nod because he's got locks and I've got locks. I didn't know that was a thing. I did not know that was a thing.
So I guess I'm maybe at some point growing into the family. We shall see. But we'll see. You're right. And you left off part. You left off one part. It's like a casualty in the job. Like I can't complain about having a bad right knee and a bad left shoulder because I played basketball for 20 straight years, high school, college, and pro. So when you cut a half moon and it's laser sharp, the way Andy Authentic put it down, it goes viral and it becomes its own thing. So I can retire it. It's like the Jumpman symbol. Michael Jordan don't have to walk around with his tongue hanging out all day. You already know what it is. It's the same thing.
Also, Barry from Dallas asked about the Game of Thrones book series, which I bodied those books. They're 700, 800 a piece. No, 1,000 pages a piece, like 1,100 pages, 1,200 pages. I bodied that whole series.
This dude be reading books in restaurants and bars. This dude is focused when he get a book.
Oh, yeah. And I'm on to something new. First of all, Game of Thrones book series, too many characters. Like, yo, too many characters. There's hundreds of characters. I got a new book series, though, Mr. Rose. For anyone listening to this that enjoyed Song of Ice and Fire by George R. R. Martin, The Gentleman Bastards. That's my new book series. It starts with The Lies of Locke Lamora, and then Red Skies Under Red Seas. Red Skies Over Red Seas, whatever. And now it's The Republic of Thieves. It's about a bunch of orphans that turn into thieves, and there's sorcery involved. I love it so much. I'm about to read it right after we're done doing this. I'm into my books, man. I'm into my books.
I love that.
Big shout out to Barry from Dallas.
I love that about you. I love that about you.
We got time for one more call in the podcast exclusive.
Oh, Jacoby, I need your advice before we get to the next caller.
No, I don't want to give you no advice.
No, I need your advice, for real.
Bet on the Lions. 12.5 points. A lot of points.
Guess who I'm going to interview today for Renaissance Men? I'm actually interviewing two
reason.
People.
I knew there was a reason you had a haircut. You never get a haircut for Jalen Jacoby. You got to be doing something else. I knew it. Who are you interviewing?
I have actually a couple of big interviews. The last time I had a cut, I interviewed Tamron Hall and Gail King. This time, I have a cut, and the second person is where I need your advice. The first person going to help us with our comedy bracket, Michael Blackston. You got anything you want me to ask him?
Oh, he's funny. No, you'll be good. You don't need it.
We're going to get him to help us with our comedy bracket. The second guest that I have, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
No! No. I love Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
It's so many directions to go. I don't know which street to turn down.
First of all, you're a great sports analyst, entertainer, activist, but you know more about power than he does. So just do power. You just lock in on power. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
Just go all power with him. And he's a real executive. Sometimes you get so rich you stop doing what you did. Like, he don't rap anymore. He's so rich. He's like, I got hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't need to come out with a single. What am I going to do?
Well, Fly Guy said this on his new album, West Side Gun. He's like, I'm too rich to rap.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he that takes hours out of my day. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I thought about it. I was like, man, that makes like, I ain't Jay-Z. I ain't just walking in the booth and just doing a verse. I remember Styles P did that one time. I had an artist I was working with, and Styles P did a verse. Styles P came into the studio, Jacoby. He was there like 45 minutes. Didn't write nothing down. Bodied it. We went to eat. I'm like, you done? Like, yeah, we done. We went to go eat. You know, I had the studio for like four hours.
Spent more time at lunch than he did at work.
Yeah. I had 4-hour block in New York City at the studio. This man came in, they put the beat on. rolled up a couple. He rolled up a couple. Before you know it, he bodied it. We went to go eat.
I feel like Jalen Rose has spent more time in music studios than Scott Storch. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you spend more time in the studio than actual artists. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget, you call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, what's up, guys? I've been listening for a while. Never called. Shout out to Reg. I had one quick question. I was going to say soft move or boss move, but I know it's not a boss move. But is it a soft move when you are, I know, Jacoby, I know how you feel about these questions, but is it a soft move when you're going to take a number two in a public bathroom, a poop, to try not to have the noisiest of poops? You know, because when I'm in there, I'm trying not to have the noisiest poop. So is that a soft move? Let me know what you guys think, you know, medicinal. Yep. Jay calling out of CT. Thanks.
I'm done. I'm taking my mic off. Y'all took over the show. I'm taking my mic off. I'm taking my earpiece out.
Yo, God
I'm
didn't out. Make the we'll show. Huh? Yo, God didn't even. Lucia didn't make the show.
I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Lucia didn't make the show.
Bye. I'm done. I'm literally taking my mic off and I'm leaving the studio.
Since
I'm
my done brother with can't speak, I might he never, can only hear.
I might never. I All might right, never come back.
I got
back.
You, caller.
I might never come back. I really might
Thank
not be back.
Thank you for the call. Jacoby left.
We are done.
Appreciate you.
We are done. We
I'll have to answer your question real quick.
Done. I'm gone.
Having bathroom etiquette is always positive. So you don't want to be the guy in the bathroom while other people are coming in and out and you farting all out. Like, what you got to do? You gotta flush the toilet. Courtesy flushes is what they're called. When you think you got a fart or when you let something go, immediately flush. That's what you do. It's okay to sit there and flush four or five times. It's better for to preserve the smell and people ain't looking at you crazy when you lose the stall. Like Jacoby was looking at me crazy as he left the show literally. So I'll tell you guys, thank you for the support. Appreciate the love. Check us out every day on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. And like KRS-One once said, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.